Let's say better than five. You should not be last place. Okay, now you have your pressure. Let's do another pressure that's a little bit... a little bit more realistic. This is your pressure. But supposing you had a horse here who was number one. Forget the number two. Number one earnings, number one pressure. And you have a horse here who's four earnings and three pressure. The classic question is, who's pressing the race the most? The one who stays number one, or who is number two, especially if he's number two, or this horse? Okay, you haven't even had the advantage of the pro. You're going to do real well. Keeping a one means that he's still very dangerous early because he stayed one in both pressure. But if he goes to a two right away, you can discount that horse if you have a pressure type of early pressure or sustained pressure or sustained. If he starts losing ground in the pressure ranking, hey, he's not pressing, even if he's one or two. We used to have people play a set pressure, they play number one and two pressure. Well, anybody who played number two pressure was number one early, and that's steadily worse. That horse is not pressing the pace. Absolutely not pressing at all. He's taking a lead and losing. And once you start losing a lead, it's a very rare horse that comes back. How many times do you see a horse go from first to fourth and then win the race? That's too often. A big stakes horse, yeah. I've seen a lot of horses that should not have got the lead. We watch a race and we see this jockey take, oh no, we lost the slip. That's so bad. Then, miraculously, some of them pull that horse back and they go, you've got off. Because they can't control a horse at the beginning. Lafitte and Tiny said, hey, you try to rent the horse in the first quarter, hey, he's going to throw you off his back, you're going to land boom on the ground. Hey, let the horse have his head on the first fraction, and then you take over. He's a smart guy. He's only had his neck broken four or five times. Steve Coffin told me, he says, oh, he's got this accent now, let's go from Kentucky.
So to England and said, I've adopted the American riding style, and I go up and I take the lead, and I wonder why all the other jockeys were waiting at me. And I finally have a big dip 330 feet from the starting gate, almost over the horse, and now I know why in England they don't try to rush out for the lead.
So they have very difficulty controlling the horse in the first half of the first two furlongs. First furlong almost impossible. Alright, this horse is starting to press. Now maybe he stays three here. He should be three or two here. And he gets three or two here. And if he's always maybe one, two, or three. And he's very good late, and his ex could therefore be in the three or four, and it would be okay because this has a factor in X, and he's not trying to take the lead. But he starts pressing immediately. That's a pressure. A sustained pressure is when he starts pressing here. He might go four, then three or two. Two or three or one. That's a sustained pressure that stays behind a little bit longer. Now, an early presser is a horse that's not necessarily number one early, but early within the first three readouts starts pressing the race. A sustained presser starts pressing at least by sustain, and we don't want it to be second sustain, third sustain, but it should start evening off, like three, 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 and then a one later something. Now, one of the biggest mistakes and one of the most costly mistakes you can make is to say that a 3 sustained is not a sustained voice. I got to read out right here that it's a beautiful example. Here's this man lost this race. He did not bet. He had a sustained variegate, and he has a 1, 2, 2, 3, 2, 1. That's a sustained horse. Just the fact that he's not all sustained, he's right behind the pack. But he doesn't have a number 2 or 1 sustained rating because the combination of his early and late don't add up as one of the 2 best. But the horse has a combination of 2, 2, 3. You sustain. If the horse has other factors to show it's sustained, it's just merely a late sustained horse, which we do not have a variable for. He can be. Don't accept a sustained horse who isn't at least a 3 in sustained. Now measure his other readouts. Okay. Hey, suppose the horse is 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, something next. Hey, he was sustaining his pace. Only that one readout was he 3rd, but he's a sustained pace horse. He's right there with all those 2s. And that I took that from your readout. Well, you won 2 of these races, you didn't know you won. That makes your readout even better. That is the one area where a 3 is as good as a 2, providing you don't have a horse with equally good readouts in the others who are 1 or 2, then of course he's not only 3rd best, but very frequently a person will take a horse that's 1 or 2 sustained and nothing else, and it qualifies as sustained. Well, he might be the other horse, but don't overlook a 3 sustained if he has other readouts to support it. Another thing to look at your UXR, a sustained variant, and your UXR.